For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandary. President Donald Trump says he may invoke executive privilege to stop former and current aides from testifying to Congress. Trump made the comments to the Washington Post. Democrats have announced plans to call former aides such as White House counsel Don McGahn. McGahn told special counsel Robert Mueller's team he defied a June 2017 order from Trump to tell the Justice Department to get rid of Mueller because he had supposed conflicts of interest. House Judiciary Committee Chair Gerald Nadler has already subpoenaed McGahn. The administration defied yesterday's deadline from House Ways and Means Committee Chair Richard Neal to turn over 6 years of Trump's tax returns. In a letter to Neal, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin asked for more time and said he would give the panel a final decision by May 6th. Also yesterday, Carl Klein, a former White House personnel security director who was subpoenaed by Democrats, failed to show up for a deposition. House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings said he may call for a vote to hold Klein in contempt of Congress. Democrats want to hear from Klein about overruling staff objections and granting security clearances to top officials like presidential advisor and Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner. On impeachment this morning, Trump tweets that he'll go directly to the U.S. Supreme Court if, quote, the partisan Dems ever try to impeach him. Trump's strategy could run into a roadblock. The High Court itself said in 1993, the framers of the Constitution did not intend for the court to have the power to review impeachment proceedings. The Supreme Court ruled that impeachment and removal from office is Congress's duty alone. Sri Lanka's president has asked for the resignations of the defense secretary and the national police chief after security forces failed to act on warnings before suicide bombings that killed more than 350 people. Before the president's call for his resignation, the defense minister said several of the bombers appeared to be from moneyed families and some had studied abroad.
What also I can say is that this group of some of the suicide bombers, most of them are well-educated and come from maybe middle or upper middle class. So they, because some of them have, I think, studied in various other countries.
The self-styled Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Sunday's attacks, which struck churches and hotels. A Sri Lankan official blamed breakaway members of two small local Muslim extremist groups. The chair of the House Rules Committee says his panel will hold the first ever congressional hearing on Medicare for All next Tuesday morning. Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal's Medicare for All legislation currently has 108 co-sponsors. Rules Committee Chair Jim McGovern is among them.
This will be the first time ever that Congress has held a hearing on Medicare for All. Republicans have spent the last decade in Congress trying to take health care away from people. But this new Democratic majority is doing the opposite. We're working to expand coverage. This Medicare for All bill provides for universal coverage, and I'm proud to co-sponsor it. It's a serious plan, and it deserves to be part of the conversation here on Capitol Hill.
Jayapal's legislation envisions a two-year transition period during which the U.S. would switch to a single-payer system. It would provide comprehensive health coverage, including dental, vision, reproductive, and mental health services at no cost. Jayapal welcomed the announcement of next week's hearing. She said no other developed country on the face of the earth has a health care system that is as fragmented and costly as ours. Eight of the growing field of Democratic presidential candidates will participate in a groundbreaking She the People Forum in Houston, Texas, focusing on the concerns of women of color. Amy Allison leads the group. She says women of color are the most progressive voters in the country and vote for Democrats at a higher rate than any other segment of the population. Allison says the forum will focus the nation on the issues important to women of color: racial, economic, gender, and social justice. The candidates scheduled to attend are Senators Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. Also Representative Tulsi Gabbard, former Representative Beto O'Rourke, and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro. The American Lung Association says in its latest report that air quality is worsening, and more than 141 million people in the U.S. live in counties that got at least one F for unhealthy air. That's 43% who lived in areas with unhealthy ozone and or particle pollution. The Lung Association says its report adds to evidence that a changing climate is making it harder to protect human health. The 3 years covered in the report from 2015 to 17 ranked as the hottest years on record globally. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.